Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2154, How to Get Healthy and Stay Healthy, What You Need to Know, by Andy Thusen of andythusen.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send in a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. And if you do, we'll send you a copy of our 216-page hardcover workbook, even shipped to your house, totally free if you're in the U.S. Again, just email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, it is the middle of the week, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "Don't measure yourself by what you've accomplished, but by what you should have accomplished with your ability." John Wooden. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get to a brand new author for today and get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Get Healthy and Stay Healthy, What You Need to Know, by Andy Thusen of andythusen.com. For years, I struggled with what exactly it meant to be healthy. I Googled how to be healthy, and I would read articles, and one would say one thing, and then I would read another article that would say something completely different. It was super confusing and frustrating. This whole get healthy and stay healthy thing always seemed to elude me. At times, it felt like there was the secret playbook to good health and being healthy that no one was willing to provide. After failing fad diet after failed fad diet, I finally gave up. Quitting the weight loss game and chasing a number on a scale was the best decision I have made on my road to better health. Instead of restriction and constant dieting, which would lead to binging with a hefty dose of guilt and shame, I decided to make my overall health my goal. Instead of being so worried about being skinny, I decided to shift my focus to setting up good behavioral goals and changing who I was and how I decided to show up in the world. Instead of being someone constantly on a diet, I would become a healthy person. That meant giving up dieting and learning to live my life in a way that was more about my daily choices than the month's fad diet. And this change has made all the difference. So stick with me, and I'll share with you 7 small changes you can make today to feel healthier. Stop focusing on a magical number on a scale. Instead, focus on becoming a person who thrives on improving their lives every day by making healthy lifestyle changes. 7 ways to get healthy and stay healthy. 1, drink more water. Being adequately hydrated will help you maintain a healthy weight and prevent dehydration, which can cause a whole slew of problems. Aim to drink at least 2/3 of your body weight in ounces per day. Replace your soft drink habit with more water and get extra healthy habit points. Overconsumption of soda has been linked to all kinds of health issues. 2, make sleep a priority. Getting enough sleep is a major factor in your health. Your body needs rest. The National Sleep Foundation encourages you to aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. This will help you feel more productive, happier, and will play a significant role in maintaining a healthy body weight. Weight gain has been directly tied to a lack of sleep. When you are tired, your diet suffers because your body craves more sugar for a quick pick-me-up. 3, practice gratitude. Take time to focus on all the beautiful things you have in your life. Create a journal where you write 3 things you are grateful for every day. When you show gratitude and focus on what is right in your life, you can find joy and happiness, which will make you a happier person. And having a positive state of mind improves your overall mental health and plays a vital role in reducing health risks. 4, move more. If you are new to physical activity and the thought of working out for half an hour intimidates you, that's okay. Start small. Even a nice walk around the neighborhood will begin to have an impact on your health. Every day, make a goal to move a little more. Regular activity is one of the most important things you can do to maintain health. But most of us view working out as this crazy thing that involves gyms and classes and a ton of effort, even stepping up your game to 7,500 steps a day. See what I did there? This can make a significant impact on your overall health. Remember, your body is made of energy, and it needs to move that energy every day. 5. Meditate. I thought meditation was only for those hippie new age types for the longest time. No offense to them, but I never saw myself in that context. But life can be stressful, and taking the time to slow down and focus on our breathing and being aware of it can relax and rejuvenate. If you're new to meditation, there are apps you can download to help with a guided meditation, or there are fantastic YouTube videos out there as well. Even just 5 minutes a day can help you reduce your stress. Studies show that daily meditation has been linked to lowering high blood pressure, improving your immune system, and all sorts of other positive health outcomes. Meditating is good for your body and your soul. 6. Learn to love yourself. This might have been the single most challenging concept I have had to learn. Learning to love myself as I am, flaws and all, was hard. But learning to love the person staring back at me in the mirror was crucial to my transformation. Start small with this. Every time you start thinking negatively about yourself or being critical, stop and think of 3 things you like about yourself. When you become a person who loves themselves, it's easier to take care of yourself. You start to look at taking care of yourself as a thing of love, not something tied to fear, guilt, and shame. Work out because you love yourself and it makes you feel better, not out of shame because you hate the way you look. Eat healthy because you love yourself. And 7, eat more veggies and fruits. Even as a health and fitness professional, I sometimes struggle with getting in all my fruits and veggies. One way that I find to get them all in is by incorporating green juices into my day. There are several great cold-pressed juices available at stores, so don't feel like you have to make it from scratch all the time. Healthy eating will help you feel better, which will give you more energy to participate in more physical activities. It can be so easy to feel overwhelmed when making a bunch of significant changes all at once. Start small, tackle one thing each month, and when you have a handle on that one, move on to the next one. And before you know it, you're making real and lasting changes in your life. After reviewing this list of ways to get healthy and stay healthy, it all boils down to flipping the script on everything you've been taught about health. Every single advertisement tells you that you are not good enough and that you are lacking. The health and fitness advertising target your fears and insecurities. They want you to believe that as long as you're not at your goal weight or if you don't look a certain way, you could never be truly happy. To this, I strongly say, wrong. If I could teach those listening right now only one thing that will change everything, it is love. Choose to work out and be active because you love yourself and want to take the best care of yourself. Eat healthy foods because you love who you are and you know you deserve the best healthy foods. You are worthy of a healthy diet. When you start taking care of your body, mind, and soul from a place of love instead of fear, shame, and guilt, everything changes. So, dear listeners, choose to tackle your health goals from a place of love. Choose to nourish yourself and pamper this amazing human that you are. Always remember that even the smallest step in the right direction can make a big difference. So, hang in there and keep at it, because you, my dear friend, are worth it. You just listened to the post titled, How to Get Healthy and Stay Healthy, What You Need to Know, by Andy Thusen of andythusen.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And thanks so much to our new author, Andy. A bit more about her. Andy is dedicated to helping her readers learn how to live a healthier, happier, and more positive life. She knows from experience how hard it can be to stay fit and healthy while raising children or meeting the demands of a career. Her aim is to make fitness and healthy eating simple and fun. You can find a lot more on her website, andythusen.com, and I have that linked in this episode's description. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Andy was talking about getting in those servings of fruits and vegetables each day. She shared that even as a health and fitness professional, she too struggles with getting in all those servings every day. And of course, she's not alone. I was having conversations with my nutrition students. These are future nutrition experts. And they talk about how they sometimes struggle with this too. It happens to all of us. When researchers looked at the three biggest predictors for whether someone will actually consume the recommended number of servings of fruits and vegetables each day, which by the way is 5 to 9 combined servings, here's what they found. The three biggest predictors for whether someone's going to consume the 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and veggies each day is 1, people need to understand that fruits and vegetables are actually good for us, that they are nutritious. You're listening to this podcast, so I think it's safe to say you're well aware of this fact, so we can check that one off the list. 2, you have to believe that you can find, purchase, prepare, and eat fruits and vegetables regularly. This is where it can get a bit tricky, though. Depending on where we live, it's not necessarily easy to find fresh produce all the time. Also, it can be expensive. And we may need a bit of inspiration when it comes to trying new fruits and vegetables or new preparations and recipes of them. And lastly, the third thing, social support. We need to be around others that like to eat fruits and vegetables too. All right, why am I sharing that with you? Well, now that we know this, we can think about which ones we can tackle and start there. As today's author, Andy, said, just start somewhere. Start small. Once you've mastered that, move on to the next small thing and then continue. And before you know it, over time, you have a brand new lifestyle. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.